Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. In studio with us are a couple of, younger folks from Tarot International, a premier training company here in the Des Moines Metro. Kyle Plummer is in charge of communications at Tarot, and Rachel Trainum is, she's an intern over there. We're going to be talking about the intern experience at Tarot and more. Welcome back, Kyle. Good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Everything's good?
It's all good. It's all
warm
good.
Weather we got going
it's a
on.
Little, it's a little hot, but we're surviving. It's better than snow.
Exactly. I don't have to shovel this, right?
No.
I got you. And Rachel, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
What school?
Iowa State.
Very nice. And in journalism?
Yep.
I understand. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to adjust your microphone just a little bit. There you go. Tell us about that experience at Iowa State in journalism. How's that going?
It's been good ever since I discovered it. It took me a few years to really find my niche and what I wanted to do.
Really?
And once I found the Greenlee School, I just fell in love with it. Everybody there has been amazing and really helps your passion and for what you want to do. And they do everything in their power to make sure you're going in the right direction.
And when we talk about journalism, it's all about the storytelling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, I think, in the journalism profession to find out some of these really interesting niche stories that are out there and then take that to the masses. Good stuff.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So you started out, Kyle, before you were a full-time duty person out there.
Yes.
At Tarot. You were an intern.
Yeah, I was. I was.
So how was that experience? How did that make you more prepared to take on the role that you have out there now?
Yeah, you know, it was a lot different because I didn't have an internship in college. So I don't know if you knew, I did an internship right when I graduated.
Right.
And so a lot of this stuff, you couldn't connect the dots. You're going through school, you're learning things, you know, principles, information, but you couldn't connect it to a business. And as you know, Tarot's a smaller business.
Sure.
We serve a lot of people.
We got a lot of, it is a smaller business, but you guys serve
thousands of people.
Exactly.
And, but so if you're in a small business, you're able to kind of get into the nitty gritty foundation for what makes up a business.
Sure.
And I didn't have that experience. And so I did a lot of stuff with even just production wise. We have participant materials. And so I got into that. I got into logistics. You know, things have to go places. We're an international company. So I saw that side of it. I got into marketing with campaigns and, you know, strategy. I sat down in meetings. So really getting into kind of those decisions and helping out and supporting, I just didn't have that perspective. And so I thought that the internship gave me a little more perspective on what it meant to have, really a career.
Sure. Would it have helped you had you had that internship in college?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell. I mean, my brother's in school right now, and I don't think you realize how important an internship is until you actually do it. You know, I had countless people tell me to get into one, but until I actually was in the middle of one, that's when I realized that I should have had this sooner.
You're starting to sound like your parents.
I know. It's important, though. It is important.
See, with age comes wisdom, and experience. Good stuff. Rachel, what made you decide to go with Tarot? Did they just say, hey, we need an intern? You say, okay, I'll do this.
Partially.
Partially?
one of my professors actually sent out an email because I was still looking for one. With Greenlee, you have to have an internship to graduate. And I had done one in the past, but there was prerequisites I hadn't completed yet for it to count. So I was still looking. And I got the email, and I looked more into the company of Tarot in general because with me, I don't want to choose an internship that isn't going to mean something to me or isn't going to matter towards something I'd like to do in the future. And
so they got your running mail?
Yes. No, they don't. I'm doing all sorts of different things, really interesting things. I've been creating content and helping organize, and just right now I'm just updating PowerPoints.
Yeah. She's helping out a lot with Rowan Deb's book too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
So that's experience that I've never had, and she's getting it at
right now.
22.
Yeah.
Right now.
making a book trailer.
Yeah, making up a movie trailer right now for the book.
Isn't that nice?
It really is amazing.
I'll have to share my movie trailer for a book that we did.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to share that with you. It's kind of fun.
I've just been researching to get ideas and see how people put them together because it's not something easy.
Yeah, well, it isn't, but they are a lot of fun to do.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't do the video. I did the voiceover for it.
Oh.
So it was kind of fun. Okay. But Dr. Tony Poston's new book.
Oh, you know what? I did see that.
Did you?
Yeah. I remember seeing that one.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
So okay. Yeah, I'd love to.
It's kind of fun. Let's talk about that for just a second. So you walk into Tarot International just about the time that they're releasing this new book called Your Invisible Toolbox. Have you read any of that?
I've read quite a few parts of it, having to do research for creating social media posts and creating this book trailer. I don't want to not know what I'm making. So I've read a lot of it, and I actually enjoy it.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's just interesting and
you know, I don't get paid to say this, but that is a book I pick it up every day.
Absolutely.
I don't try to read a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I just try to read one a day and see if I can somehow incorporate that into my business world. And they say it's written for millennials, but I've got to tell you, I was learning a lot of stuff from it.
It's almost great for any generation in a sense. And there's new things I learn every time I pick it up, and it's just so easily digestible that you don't have to read it all in one sitting. So it's just sitting in my desk drawer right now, and I'll pull it out and just kind of thumb through. And
the cool thing about that, Kyle, is that you can tell that Tarot bases so much of their work on research, because the research that went into that, some of the quotes and some of the stories, fascinating. Mm-hmm. Good
Absolutely.
Stuff.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work, but they're glad it's done.
Yeah, I don't mind that. And now reaping the rewards of that as well. We're speaking with Kyle Plummer and Rachel Trainum. We're talking about internships at Tarot. Kyle, when you started your internship, you said that you'd already graduated. Did this kind of then solidify what you wanted to do? You had an idea, I'm sure, because you graduated in what?
2013.
And with what major?
Marketing.
Okay.
You flatter me in saying that because I really didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I went through school as a lot of people do, and I felt like that's another thing that I probably didn't talk about with the internship is it really helped me understand all the different facets to marketing because it really is complex. But in school, I didn't have a class that talked about a lot of that.
I know.
Which, not to say that other people don't have a different experience. I just didn't.
Well, one of the things I think that's so important about this, Kyle, is they don't have classes that teach you how to do finance. I mean, personal finance. They don't have classes that teach you how to utilize what is some call soft skills, but most of us in the business are calling those things hard skills because those are things you really need to know.
Right.
They don't teach that necessarily either. And so the internship opportunity gives you that opportunity to really practice those things, I would think. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I was able to get on, do some design work, develop some content as same with what she's doing, what Rachel's doing, and be involved in strategies that impact a business.
Yeah.
You can talk about the hypotheticals in school, but these are things that will make or break a business. And that's a huge benefit. I mean, that's some things that you just can't see unless you're in it.
So your advice to students, get into it.
Get into it sooner than later. Because I think if you get into it as even a freshman or a sophomore, then as you're going through classes, you're able to connect the dots. You're able to have some perspective on, okay, I'm learning about marketing right now. What does that mean in terms of the business that I just interned at? So you can start to kind of really put your feet on the ground in that sense.
What if what they're teaching you in school is running counter to what you're learning in the business world? Did that ever happen?
Yeah, it could.
I would imagine it would. Yeah. Because again, theory is one thing, but practical practice can be a whole different deal, depending Absolutely. On where you're at. I wouldn't want to say that engineering is that way, but marketing certainly can
be. Well, and the other thing you get into is there's so many different businesses, so many different industries and different strategies. So for you to dive deep into one company in a classroom kind of gives you a narrow perspective. But getting these different internships and trying out different industries gives you more of a whole perspective on everything.
Sure.
and I mean, everyone, especially in marketing, things are so complicated. Things people do it entirely different depending on the business.
Absolutely. You know, one of the cool things about this is, Rachel, you are involved in a training business. You're with Tarro International. They're a big trainer. They do all kinds of really key training for personal development and corporate development. That's got to be a real kick for you because that's like going to school twice.
It's somewhat. I haven't taken
You've got all these experts around.
Yeah, it's really neat to talk to everybody. And I'm going to actually be taking a couple of the courses they offer and sit down. And that's just more experience I'm so grateful and thankful to have. So it's fun to be able to pick at their knowledge and get more for just an internship.
What have you liked so far? What's been the biggest kick for you so far working at Tarro as an intern?
I think the greatest thing so far is so they do videos every week, and that's experience I've never had before. So far, I think that was one of the coolest things I got to witness was watching the live show go into production and just sitting there as Roe and Deb are speaking, and they've practiced, but it just seems so natural for them. So that's really great experience. I thought was one of the most exciting moments so far. So
very good. And video is cool.
It is.
And do you have to edit much of that?
For the live show.
Not for the live show. I guess not, yeah.
But the videos we have every Tuesday, it's quite a bit of editing.
No, come on. You know, one take? Come on.
No.
Not quite, is it?
No, not from the – because we put in, like, animations and that sort of stuff, which takes a bit of time, but, it turns out pretty well.
It does take time, and I think people are always surprised. You know, we've done television commercials and television shows, as a matter of fact, through our agency for years, and it's always incredible when you sit down with talent or you sit down with a client and you explain, okay, to do this 30-second or 60-second – TV thing, it's going to take us about 5 hours. And they go, what? You got to be kidding me.
Said, no. Well, that's really with anything, though. It's hard to appreciate it until you're involved in it.
Exactly.
That's everything.
That's true. And you certainly have learned and appreciated your time as now an employee in First Day, an intern at Tarro. What's the best part of your job, Kyle?
My job?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I do like the videos. I think really to kind of sum it up quickly is that Tarro is a place where you get to try a bunch of different things. Mm. You know, you get to get hands-on, deep into it, learn something that the business hasn't done before. So you're kind of leading the way on learning that whole process.
Sure.
And so that's the same thing with the videos is we didn't know anything about videos. We just kind of dove in. I was really instructed to kind of lead the pack and try to figure out how to make this thing work. And it's just been kind of an evolution from the beginning. So Roe's very good at just allowing you to kind of take initiative and learn something new.
Well, and she should be because that's what her whole philosophy is about. You know, you've got to experience this stuff and there's no way to do that other than trial by fire. Good stuff. Thanks so very much for coming in and doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Kyle Plummer, ladies and gentlemen, and Rachel Trainum, both from Tarro International. We've been talking for a bit about internships. And if you are considering an internship, as Kyle said, get into it and get into it early. All right, that wraps it up for another day of broadcasting. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We certainly do appreciate it. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Up until then, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is our good friend Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business NewsHour by our friend James Goodliffe. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow, 5 o'clock in the evening with an hour of business news. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.